Well, we had just got a new Tarago.
This is when we got the new
brand
Tarago.
Brand new Tarago.
A big car.
Very excited because everyone could fit.
This is the first holiday we'd taken it on. We'd only had it a couple of weeks.
This was a big deal because we'd always had to have two cars before that because we had four kids.
Yeah, so we all jumped in the Tarago when we went on this trip.
My family was so excited to be away together. And
we stopped off at Bellingen, which is a very favourite place of ours.
Bellingen. We stopped at Bellingen.
Bellingen for Bellingen. Family holiday.
Bellingen, and we stayed there for a couple of nights.
Really beautiful house. Up high, it overlooked the river.
Fairly isolated property, out of town.
We always stayed at the same place called Serendipity.
I think the name of the place was Serendip.
They had Buddhas and funny things everywhere.
Buddha statues just placed randomly.
With everyone growing up at the rate we grew up,
this would be the final holiday that we were all together.
Fantastic.
Actually, it's interesting that the town's called Bellingen, but the river is called the Bellinger River.
Which is a really wide, fast-flowing river.
We usually went down for canoeing.
The kids wanted to try the canoes out.
In the Bellingen River.
And they were really, really heavy.
They were really heavy.
Too far to carry the canoe because it was quite heavy.
And we were trying to work out how to get these canoes down there.
To save us carrying them, we were pretty lazy.
Put the seats down in the back of the Tarago.
So we'd open the boot.
Put the front of the canoe in the back of the Tarago.
Slid them both in.
Shoved them in. And
balance the canoe in the back section. And
walk them down to the river.
Very slowly down, all the way down to the river.
Unloaded the canoes, went for a canoe. I was all good, no worries.
Our young adult son,
Matt, just got his license.
Wanted to drive the Tarago. So that was okay. Short distance on the road and then along the river.
I think I had my full license. I think I was off my P's or...
I'm not even sure if he had a license, actually.
Matthew, he's a little bit of an adventurer.
A bit of an idiot.
Anyway, he drove down there.
Oh, no, maybe, no, I think I was on my P's, actually.
But he wanted to drive as close as possible to the river. Who knows why?
The idea was so we didn't have to carry this really heavy canoe very far.
Because he couldn't be bothered.
And then I asked Mum and Dad if they wanted a photo of the new Tarago with the water in the background.
Got closer and closer and closer to the river.
Matthew, don't go so close. You're too close. Ah, it's right, Mum. You know, Matthew always knew what was right.
Mum, Dad, like, yeah, that's cool. Not a problem.
Left the car there, took the canoe out, and we canoed for
a few hours. We've been canoeing for quite a few hours, and it was getting late, so we decided it was time to go back inside.
So we put the canoe back in the boot.
You know, I thought it would be all right. Anyway, jumped in the Tarago.
So puts it in reverse, and of course it happened.
Back wheels just started to spin.
And the more he accelerated, the lower the car would go into the water and the sand.
He had a go, I had a go.
There was no way it was moving anywhere.
No matter what we did, couldn't get out.
My brother had parked way too close to the river. And
I was getting the blame for most of, well, pretty much all of the problem, I
guess. No way would the car move. And the more we tried to get it out,
the more it was getting worse and worse and worse. And sure enough, before long...
Until eventually, of course, we were bogged.
Got bogged. The brand new Tarago was bogged in the Bellingen River.
Stuck. Couldn't get it out.
He's burrowing with his hand, bare hands, trying to free the wheels.
Dad and Matt had their hands in the water.
I remember the hubcaps on the Tarago getting scratched by the stones.
So we were all of us scraping the stones and the dirt and the sand out.
And I had an idea. I'd get the car mats and put them under the wheels of the car. That didn't work, just wrecked the mats.
Trying to scrape out the... I don't know what they were trying to do, put wood in there.
We decided, okay, well, let's see if we can find some wood.
I don't know what the sticks were going to do.
Jamming the wood under the back tyres.
Chock under the wheels to try and get some traction.
At first we thought, oh, this is pretty funny, Matt's got the car stuck.
But the timber was wet and we just kept skidding on that.
After a little while, sort of noticed that the car wasn't coming out.
He was in absolute panic mode by this stage and I wasn't too impressed either.
Mum reckoned the water was rising, but I think that was just Mum's panic stage and ill in her head.
We kept trying for ages, but it seemed like we were just getting further and further stuck. And
this is taking time. It's getting later and later in the day.
You know, 10 minutes past, 15 minutes past.
It's getting dark really quick. And
I was running out of ideas.
We just needed to get it out.
Mum was worried that the car was going to come out.
Kids, get behind the trees! So they're all hiding. The little kids are hiding behind the trees.
For safety reasons, in case the car moved all of a sudden.
It was a dangerous situation, really. And so
I think this could not get any worse.
It was a storm coming. The sky was getting very black.
It was in the afternoon. It was starting to get a bit dark. And
we hear this big clap of thunder. Vroom! reverberate right through the valley of the Bellingen River.
I suppose it was then I was a bit worried about how we were going to get out of there.
You could see the tension building because the storm was coming, the night was coming, it's Mum and Dad's new car.
And we'll never be able to get it out and never leave Belgium.
How are we going to get the car out?
Thinking, oh man, it's going to start raining, the clouds are coming over.
And it's going mighty fast, that river. At the time, it was terrifying.
If the wood doesn't work, I think we're going to be stuck camping out here for the night.
Gradually accelerated, people giving instructions. Dad was driving and everyone was slower, faster, slower. Anyway.
So this was our do or die effort.
Oh, my heart was pounding. I'm just so desperate to get this car out. I was so panicked. I was scared. I was excited. I was just wanted that car out.
We were so wet and tired and hungry.
Stuff starts flying out at us.
Water and mud.
The wheels are spinning round and round and round and round.
So rocking forward, rocking back.
Round and round and round and round. The wheels are
rocking forward, rocking back.
Everyone's sort of holding their breath thinking, oh, please keep coming.
And then gradually, slowly started to make a little bit of headway.
This is it. This is it. We can get out of here.
And we're still moving. It's still moving. The wheels are turning. This is great.
And finally, we moved out.
The Tarago lurched up.
We got the car out.
We drove back up the hill.
And once we started moving, we didn't stop until we got it onto the concrete.
We haven't been able to have a family holiday back to Bellingen since because everyone's kind of grown up now.
But now it's one of those holiday highlights. We look back on it and everyone has a real laugh. I remember when we got the car stuck in the Bellingen River.